Welcome to the A to Z of Investing in a Franchise, your personal guide to all things franchising. This is the podcast where you can learn everything you need to learn about starting, building, and growing your franchise business. This is your host, Rak Sharma. I'm a successful franchise business owner, franchise consultant, and a serial entrepreneur who's seen and experienced what it's like to build and grow a successful franchise business from start to finish. If you're eager to know whether franchising is a great fit for your lifestyle and want to learn the working strategies of running a recession-proof business, then I invite you to subscribe and watch out for our weekly episodes. Hi, this is Rak Sharma, franchise consultant. Welcome to my series of the A to Z of franchising. In this episode, I'm going to teach you how to get financing for your new franchise business. So you found a franchise business that fits your personal needs and are worried that you don't have enough money to pay for it. You might have some savings, you might have some stocks and shares that you can liquidate, but you don't quite have enough to pay the franchise, the upfront franchise fee, and to make sure that you have enough funds, working capital, to keep you going for the next 18 to 24 months, which I always recommend to any of my clients that they have as a backup. Because any business anywhere is going to take some time to establish itself. It might be a nationally known brand, but locally, it might take 18 to 24 months to get it as a known brand locally, bearing in mind the competition and everything else that's going on in your locality. So in this video, I'll advise you on where to possibly get the additional funding that you're going to require to successfully operate this business. So obviously, opening a new franchise requires a lot of capital. So if you need a business loan to make it happen, I'll highlight the best five most popular options available to you. Number one, and obviously, in my opinion, the best if you can get it, is your franchisor. That's the brand owner. That should be your first port of call. After all, no one knows the strength and past performance of their own brand rather than them. Many, not all, franchisors offer tailored financing solutions that are exclusively designed for their franchisees, either through third-party partnerships with other banks or lending institutions, or by providing capital directly from the corporation, in other words, the brand themselves. I have to tell you, that's very rare. One major benefit of using franchisor lending, obviously, that is that it becomes a one-stop shop for you. Many of these programs that some of these franchisors offer financing not only for the upfront franchise fees, but also to purchase necessary equipment and other resources required to start your new business. So this can be a major form of lending for you if you do it with a franchisor. But I have to tell you, that's very, very rare. So don't hold your breath with this one. The second one, and probably the most common, is a commercial bank loan. You can go to your local bank where you've got a very good banking relationship, and the bank loans you the money, which they expect you to pay over a period of time on a monthly basis, which will include the principal payment and then also the interest on top of that. And they'll expect you to make that payment on a monthly basis. The bank will take into consideration your business plan. As I've mentioned before, it's imperative that you have a good business plan, and I can help you with that, or you can employ a CPA or someone else that you know that's a financial whiz. And they also will look at, the bank will look at the strength of the franchise model, how long they've been in business, how successful they are. They'll look at your personal credit history, your past business and work history, and some other factors. The better your credit history and your financial background, the better will be your terms and interest rates given by the bank. A third way of raising money is through the government, through what's called the SBA or the Small Business Administration loan. This is, like I said, a federal government-backed loan, although your chosen bank will lend you the funds and administer it for you and for the government. In the unfortunate situation that you default and not able to make the monthly payments, the bank is guaranteed to get 80% of the outstanding amount that they lend to you covered by the federal government. So this is a great way to borrow funds because the coverage of 80% upon any default by you gives the bank more of an incentive to lend you the money up front and maybe at a lower rate and longer repayment terms than they would have otherwise if you just went to them without the backing of the SBA. However, an SBA loan can take a very, very long time to process due to the involvement of two lending parties. And we all know how long the government takes with anything, but it's certainly a route to investigate as a first option. There are also alternative lenders out there who will lend you money, but be really, really careful there because they tend to charge very high interest rates, and make sure they have someone who's financially capable alongside you to advise you on whether this is a good move for you or not. Another way is crowdfunding, which is, you know, a more modern way. If franchise funding through more traditional channels not available, this could be last effort for you, but you really have to get more creative. Normally, it suits people that have a bit of a blemish or two in your own personal financial history. There are lots of websites out there that specialize in crowdfunding for businesses and for franchises. The last way is normally very, very popular, but believe it or not, borrowing from those closest to you, i.e. your family and your friends, is one of the most common ways of raising capital. However, if things turn sour, there's a good chance that you might lose a lifelong relationship as well as the money. So to avoid this, always make sure that you write up a contract that includes repayment terms and expectations by both parties, yourself and whoever you're borrowing it from. If everyone involved understands the agreement prior to signing, breakups and disagreements are less likely to happen later on. You know your friends and you know your family, so be really, really careful there because you stand to lose not just the money, but friendship for life or a relationship for life. Wherever you borrow your money from, you must make sure that you have a strong business plan for at least the first 2 years. So in other words, these are projections with information gathered through the franchisor and other franchisees that are already in the system, the industry, and wherever else you can find information that will demonstrate pretty much the ability of your business to make the repayments of the loans plus the interest that you've committed yourself to. If you need help with that, again, I'm available to help you there or direct you to people that can help you. Well, thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you at my next episode of the A to Z of Franchising. Thank you for taking the time to explore the world of franchising with the A to Z of Investing in a Franchise podcast. If you want to learn more, check out the other episodes below and make sure to tap the follow button and watch out for our weekly episodes. If you need more guidance and have specific questions on starting out on your own franchising journey, I'm here to help. Visit thefranchiseconsultantpro.com and book a free consultation call with me or email me at info@thefranchiseconsultantpro.com. In full, that reads info@thefranchiseconsultantpro.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Thank you.